Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us a little bit longer because, and we're going to be glad you just tuned in if you did, because Joe Bailey is with us. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of ours, and the author of The Speed Trap, and also the co-author of Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. And let me look back through here. We've got Joe Bailey. Let me look at my list here. Joe Bailey joined us in May of 99, ladies and gentlemen. Next May will be our ninth year together as a member of our Brain Trust, and he's one of the guys that we've been able to count on over the years to always be there for us and to provide us with some outstanding insights and wisdom especially into the way we live our lives. And he's one of the guys who helps us gain and maintain balance. And that's, I really enjoy having him on the show. Joe, welcome back.
Well, Jim, I can't believe it's been 9 years and that it's been 10 for you. Congratulations. That's just outstanding.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been great always having great you as part you. Of that, though. That's good to have you here. Joe, you know, I was thinking about our visit. I know we want to talk about balance and especially during, you know, over the holiday season. And I've been thinking about that a little bit, and I realized that in my life, December hasn't been a great month for me. It hasn't been a fun month for me a lot of times. It wasn't always as much fun as maybe as it could have been as an adult. One of the reasons that I made me think that is because for many, many years, I've worked in a kind of a business where December was my last shot at making my year, you know, making my numbers.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't able to always enjoy the holidays for having so much pressure on me at the end of the year. And for a number of years early on in my career, I worked in retail. And boy, if you think that won't mess you up for the holidays, I don't. It's tough being in retail during the holidays, and all the retail folks are nodding their head out there right now, Joe. They know what I'm talking about. So, you know, is it some kind of a cosmic joke that we have all these holidays right here on top of each other?
It's a conspiracy, Jim.
I think so.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday, we were sitting around after we stuffed ourselves with turkey yesterday, laying around the couch and sitting by the fire watching football. And I asked my family, two of whom are small business owners, you know, what causes them stress at this time of the year. And John, who owns a nursery in Oregon, said, well, this is really stressful time of the year for me because it's budget time and it's, you know, I got to make, you know, figure out what I can pay in bonuses and raises.
Yeah.
And
yeah, every time you walk by an employee, they're looking at you like insane, thinking, am I going to get any money this year?
And then you got to sit down and tell them whether they did or not. And that's the
yeah.
hard part, he said.
Oh, yeah.
That's the stressful part.
Merry Christmas.
Here's your pink slip. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that for business owners, I think it's particularly and especially in retail, just because it's such a crazy trend. This is where most of the profit happens in small retail businesses during
Absolutely.
The holidays.
Most retailers. Most retailers, the last 6 weeks of the year are the critical ones for them.
The make it or break it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when you add on to that just the stress of the holidays, you know, people trying to find the perfect gift and, you know, the additional parties. And then, you know, all this food we ate yesterday, my God, I don't know about you, but I'm logy this morning.
Oh, absolutely. No, I had to climb out on the flat rock yesterday after I got through with my meal. So...
You know,
exactly. And so how do we deal with all this, Joe?
Well, you know, I think you have to recognize that, you know, all this overload, you know, all these things that we create, that we want to do to make the perfect holiday season, you know, and, you know, we have a lot of expectations about pleasing everybody and making everybody happy and making everybody else making us happy, and the, you know, the year-end pressures at work, and we ended up getting really out of balance with ourselves. Yeah. Part of it.
So we're seeking all this. So seeking all this happiness makes us unhappy. There's a cruel irony in there, Joe.
Well, it is. You know, the harder you try to be happy, the more unhappy you get.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Well, and that's because we're not looking at it the right way, I think. And that's the reason we have you here, Joe. You're going to help us with that.
Well, we'll talk about that after.
Joe's going to help us sort all this out, folks. Everything will be revealed to you in the next few minutes with our good friend Joe Bailey. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. It's 22.
There'll be the hunter whose face is unbright, blessing the traveler who journeyed the length of the light.
Hello, this is Abraham Lincoln, and I'd like to help you celebrate your 10th anniversary. Jim, I always feel better about myself after I'm on the show. I don't have any bouts of depression. You ask good questions. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary, but don't let it go to your head.
Be like thunder. I don't know why.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Joe Bailey, the author of The Speed Trap and co-author of Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. Joe, who else do you know who has a radio show that is visited by Abraham Lincoln? President Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, that's a pretty hard act to follow.
And Joe, he doesn't get depressed after my show. How about that?
You know, I think the mental health excerpts on this show are so extraordinary that even Abe could profit by it.
Exactly. Yeah, he said it right there. He doesn't get depressed after my show. Hey, Joe, folks, we're talking about how to gain and maintain balance in your life, especially during the holidays. We're talking about how wacky the season is. And you said something, you were talking a minute ago about how we seek happiness, but we seem to not find it as much as we seek. Are we looking for love in all the wrong places, Joe? Are we getting ourselves all upside down and not focusing on things? What is it? Is it the commercialism? Is it the culmination of a year? Is it compressing all these things into a short time? What is the problem?
Well, I think it's a concentrated version of what we do all year long, to be honest. You know, I think we're always looking outside ourselves to, you know, God, if I can just, you know, make this much this month, if, mm-hmm. you know, if this person would like me, if I could get that car, if I could just afford to buy that house or that new boat, or
yep.
we're looking to...
Oh, don't forget
stuff.
The golf clubs.
We're looking to... the golf clubs, the tennis racket, you know, yep. For me, it's the new kayak, you know. But it, you know, the love and all of the things that this holiday season is about connecting with other people, about joy and all those ideals that we have about this, it's kind of in sharp contrast to the consumerism and to the excess, you know, whether it's drink or food, like we're all bloated and bloggy this morning. You know, you can't really find what you're looking for in terms of happiness outside of yourself, and so that's the conundrum we're in. And one of the things I talk about in my new book, Fear Proof Your Life, is that the best present that we can give other people and ourselves any time of the year is our own presence. You know, when we're living in the present moment, when we're focused, when we're not so distracted by all the future events and all the past things, but when we're focused in this moment, that's when we're really available to the customer, to our spouse, to our kids, mm-hmm. and to ourselves. And that's where the best customer service takes place, and the best listening.
I was listening to an interview today on television about Black Friday and why is it that you know, what is it that's going to differentiate? So they were asking some person who I learned soon, which I'm about to tell you about, didn't really know what they were talking about, and said, what does it take for a person to really make an impact with their customers on Black Friday? And she said, well, it looks like this year This year, she said, the key is to talk to your customers, find, you know, get engaged with them. This, and she said, this year, like this year was different from last year.
Yeah, right.
And I you know, I thought, what a silly thing to say. And she had it half right. Yes, the key is to engage with your customers, but this is not a fad, boys and girls. This is something that you should be doing all year long, not just in December, not just on Black Friday. Joe, what do you think?
Well, I think that's true with our customers and with our family, and you know, it's Christmas isn't the only, or the holiday, whatever your holiday you celebrate, isn't the only time to express love to your family.
Yeah.
Not the only time to be extra special, good to your customers, or take time to listen to them or wish them a happy holiday. It's something that's really something that we should practice each day of our lives, and the holidays is a good time to remind us of that. And that's what I would offer your guests today, is to use this time of the year to really practice slowing down to the speed of life, to the moment, and to really be present with each person you're with today, whether it's a customer or if it's a storekeeper, that if you're out there shopping today, listening to this show, on your way to get the deal, you know, look people in the eye. Listen to what they're saying. Really engage with people, because when you do that, you're going to have a much more fun day. You're going to have a much better day and a much more satisfying moment. And it won't go so fast, right, Jim?
That's exactly right. Well, Naismith said it 25 years ago, we're always going to need high touch, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Joe, you've kind of helped me to feel better about something. I've been a little it's bothered me some kind of weirdly this year that Thanksgiving wasn't more of a big deal for my children, for us getting together, than it was. We had a great visit this week earlier, but now I realize that even though it is Thanksgiving, my children and I, they come to our house and have a meal with us on a regular basis. So the only thing that's different this week than, say, 3 weeks ago is the fact that it happened to be Thanksgiving.
Wait,
so maybe
blessed.
that's a good thing, right?
You're blessed.
What do you think?
Right.
I mean, you know, just like getting together during the holidays, during Christmas, maybe we're making too big a deal out of this thing.
Well, I think we are, and I think we're all looking for the same thing. We all want to connect and love. We keep thinking we're going to find it outside of ourselves.
Our imbalance, ladies and gentlemen, as far as I'm concerned, is completely self-imposed. Okay, we do have mothers, so we can blame them a little bit too. Tintil, just teasing mothers. I'm just having some fun. Tintil, stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Bailey, the author of Fear Proof Your Life.
I personally have so enjoyed being a part of the Small Business Advocacy. Well, I screwed up. The Small Business Avocado, we could turn it into that.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Avocado. Why didn't I think of that? I don't know where. Why would Joe Bailey? Why didn't I think about that? I should have been the Small Business Avocado.
You've had bananas on your mind. I think is the problem. Was
nobody
that your mom? Was that your? Do you have your mother do your ad for you?
Oh, she'd say much nicer things if she. Although she'd probably tell you the truth too. But no, you don't want my mom. You don't want my mom doing this. Although she would do it though. She's the kind of gal that would do that. But now people can't say we don't have fun on this show. I'll tell you that. Hey Joe, give us your website, please, and tell us how we can find your books.
It's fearproofyourlife.com, and I've got all kinds of wonderful vignettes of people who faced their fears in their life, whether it was a business problem or cancer or brain tumor or getting caught in a flood, all kinds of things, and just talking about how to apply the principles of my book to their lives. So that's kind of fun, new addition on the website.
So check that out,
fearproofyourlife.com.
And now, do you want to tell them quickly about how they can find out, get the website for your trips that you take, your fishing programs?
Well, we still have room for a couple more people on our next one, which is Chile, Patagonia, Chile. We take people fly fishing and do retreats.
I got to do that.
We're really excited,
Joe,
about that one. That's in February, and then we're going to go to the Grand Canyon next September.
Fishing?
Lee's Ferry. There's a place called Lee's Ferry. Great fishing.
I didn't know you could fish in the Grand Canyon. I thought the water was too muddy.
Right next to the Grand Canyon. It's just a little area, reservoir.
I got
not
you.
Too far from there. Right.
Well, and that website, is can they find out more about that at...
That's flyfishingseminars.com.
Okay. Check that out, folks. Joe, I think that the tension and the stress and the brain damage that we have, we cause ourselves. I think we feel so much obligation. I think we've worked ourselves into a frenzy over the holidays, and I'll tell you what, I'm on a one-man mission to stop it. I try to not to do it in my life. I'm trying to get people to back off, you know, quit thinking that you gotta outdo everybody with presents. You know, let's just be with each other. Let's just enjoy each other and not try to make each other so crazy. But I'm having a hard time, Joe. It's not working out so well.
Well, yeah, I was telling you earlier that I asked my family, you know, what drives them crazy at this time of the year, and my very wise niece-in-law said, who's married to the small business owner in Oregon, said, what always gets me is when I don't listen to myself at this time of the year. I'm always trying to give to everybody else,
yep.
And I forget to listen to myself, and when I do, I go out of balance and I go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I quit having fun, and I'm just going through the motions. So she said, if I were you, would I tell people that the most important thing that you can tell people is to make balance and the feelings of joy and love much more important than all the stuff, the activities, and the things that they give people.
But our society wants to deny us that, doesn't it? Our culture wants to deny us of that, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but... You know, we got to remember, like you just said, that we're really responsible for creating our own mess. And until we take responsibility for our own lives by recognizing that the source of our stress isn't out there, it's in our thinking. And that's, of course, the message of all my books is that our experience of life, our emotions, our perceptions, everything, our attitude, comes from our own thinking and how we use that magnificent gift. And we can use it as a weapon or as a tool. The choice is up to us.
Well, the things that we get so worked up over are so superficial, and they even create other tensions by their mere existence. By meaning that if somebody doesn't act like they appreciated what we, you know, we work so hard to give them, or you know, whatever, that we just I don't know. It's almost like, you know, we all need to take a Prozac or something, Joe.
I think the level of our expectations is directly proportional to the level of our disappointment.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, they're one and the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The higher, you know, when you have, my friend was telling me yesterday that this old woman, who's her dear friend, said, you know, oh dear, you don't need to give me anything. You're always too good. You know. She said that woman embodies the spirit of the holidays, that, you know, she already, you know, your love is enough, and that's all that really matters.
You don't think he's going to get away with that, though, do you? Well, you'll have to report back and see how that worked out for him, Joe.
Okay.
The new book is called Fearproof Your Life. Put a .com on the end, and that's the website, too, right, Joe?
That's right.
And anything Joe does is top shelf, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Hey, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.